Generally, when we find ourselves beginning a new year, it's usually wrought with some sense of excitement and delight over the fact that we get to start afresh, start anew. Undoubtedly, when 2020 came to us, we thought just that, you know, another new year, great to start. And then, of course, 2021, okay, there's got to be a new year, right? It's got to be better, right? And then this year, I'm sure it's, I don't know. I don't know what to expect, right? I don't know what's supposed to happen, right? You know, we thought 2021 was supposed to be good, and it wasn't, and oh my gosh, it's still going on. You know, what are we supposed to expect? And so, you know, it's certainly founded that there's a bit of trepidation, you know, when we start this particular year. We start to think of what is to come, you know, when we try to reason with ourselves that perhaps with the trajectory of how things have been unfolding, that things will be better. But of course, we know that that is not necessarily the case. But our Blessed Mother has the answer. Today we celebrate the title of Mary under the Mother of God. And we know this title was given to her because of the identity of Jesus. Jesus, we recognize, of course, being God. We then make the logical conclusion that Mary then would be the Mother of God. None of us, of course, would claim that she had birthed the triune God, but certainly because Jesus came from her womb, she is rightfully called the Mother of God. I think as parents have that authority and that custody over their children, you know, so much of their heart is filled with that responsibility. You know, they try to do all that they can to care for their children, to show them love, to guide them in the ways of our Lord, and to hopefully bring them in relationship with Jesus. And in all these things, undoubtedly, the parents are filled with a bit of anxiety, a bit of worry, perhaps even over their own skills or the time in which they spend with them, the times perhaps that hasn't gone so well. But then, of course, also the fact that they are very much aware of the pressures of the world, peer pressure, the reality of schools, and how else they will be formed, how else they will be shaped. And so the weight of responsibility on the mother, on the father, is certainly great. How much more so then, if we think about it, for our Blessed Mother Mary, she who was the Mother of God. Talk about everyone looking at her and say, well, don't screw this up, right? Gosh. If we ever thought that we had it bad, you know, we can think of our Blessed Mother, you know, right? Who held the God of the universe in her arms, right? Don't drop the baby, right? Teach him well. Show him the ways in which he is to walk rightly with the Lord. And of course we know that he, you know, also had, right, the things in which are attributed to God. You know, it's not as if he, you know, was devoid of that, you know, and certainly cooperated very much so with the life of grace. But still, that responsibility would have been weighty on our Blessed Mother. But how did she respond? You know, as she lived her life, you know, one thing that is of particular notice is that, you know, she didn't do so alone. You know, yeah, she had the help of Saint Joseph, very, very helpful. But then also was guided by her spouse, the Holy Spirit. And even in all that potential worry and anxiety that could have consumed her heart with all of the worries of the world and, you know, how he would turn out and if she would be able to do well. You know, with the help of the Holy Spirit, she saw things in the best perspective. We can often get mired with what's around us, the externals, and allow that to define our reaction, how we are to respond, how we are to live. And the right way, of course, is finding that path which our Blessed Mother took, which was always being attentive to the Holy Spirit, not focusing on life's problems and issues, but just really listening for the Lord. Lord, what are you saying here? You know, what is your guiding message? What is your voice? What is your path? What is your plan? And I think the more that each and every day we find ourselves living in that way, in that kind of surrender and looking for the guidance of the Lord, the more that there will be a sense of, not entirely of relief, because the pressures will always be there, right? It's not like everything goes away. But at least in terms of what it is that we know that we are called to do, you know, we're given the assurance of our Lord. You know, it's always one of the things that we want to make sure that we do right. And if we have that relationship with our Lord, you know, then things will go well. And well, not in the sense that, you know, and everything we'll find delight in, you know, or that the things of the world will change, you know, the things of the world will be the things of the world, right? You know, that's always going to be the case. You know, so even if it seems to keep falling down this downward trajectory toward a life in which we just throw up our hands and say, you know, I'm done, I'm out of this. If our eyes are fixated on the Lord, if we're being attentive to the voice of the Holy Spirit, if we are saying, well, that is going to be my newsfeed, that which fills my soul, that which allow my ears to give more credence to than anything else, then no matter what will besiege us, God will always show us the way. God will always show us the path. You know, and finding ourselves resting on the heart of Jesus in that way, you know, allows that confidence of faith to blossom forth. So much so that when, you know, we're met with the news of this world, we know what the response is. And that is the response of faith. That is the response of our reliance on God. That is our response to look to our Blessed Mother Mary, who, filled with the pressures of that responsibility, handled it all with grace, because she looked to the Lord. With all the issues, all the problems, all the difficulties, her sorrows, right? We know that, you know, in all these things, she kept all of them in her heart. And in keeping them in her heart, what she did was she presented them to the Father. You know, she presented them to the Holy Spirit. It can be so easy for us to just initially respond with what we want to respond with, right? That's not right. Well, that's not just. That's wrong. You know, and give that initial react and allow the wave of that emotion to carry us on, perhaps toward a path that when we think later on, we go, oh, what was I thinking? But in keeping those things in our heart, we can bring that to the Lord and offer that in prayer. And asking for guidance, asking for direction. Because oftentimes that's the way that the world wants us to respond. You know, you know, wants us to respond reactionary, you know. I mean, that's why, right, that the news pumps out what it does, you know. I was at the Encounter Conference in Grand Rapids. Beautiful conference. We all have to go. And, you know, there was this, one of the speakers was talking about, you know, offering really a prophetic word about how, you know, the news, you know, would, and after he was quoting from somewhere, it might have been a pope, but he was quoting how the news would one day be considered acts of terrorism. And I was kind of intrigued by that statement. I didn't know what that really meant until he fleshed that out. And basically said, you know, well, you know, if you're in the habit of watching the news and keeping up on that, you know, well, you wake up with anxiety and worry, and you go to bed with anxiety and worry. And then you just repeat that again, because then you watch the news and the same thing happens, right? And it's just feeding us things that, okay, yeah, of course these things happen, right? Some of these things happen. And other things, they're made so that it's just to produce this fear in us, you know? And again, to like allow us to be sheep, you know, that then raises our hands and says, okay, well, government save us, right? And, you know, the more that we allow that to take root in our hearts, the more of that builds up within us. But then when we seek the Lord first, when we allow the noise of the world to die out and just seek the voice of the Holy Spirit, you know, yeah, we'll have our difficulties. Yeah, we'll have our situations where we'd rather not have it. But, you know, we are not alone. You know? And the Holy Spirit will guide us through. And so as today we celebrate the Feast of Our Lady under the title of Mary, Mother of God, let's, you know, pray for her intercession, that with all the things, all the noise that we know that we will face in this world, that we may be like her, and through her intercession be more attentive to the voice of the Lord, the Holy Spirit, than to the noise of the world.